Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your Bluegrass Briefing for Monday, December 11th, 2023. Last week on the podcast, we had an interview with Ted Olson of East Tennessee State University, and we chatted about the Bristol sessions, but also about the Johnson City sessions and the Knoxville sessions, and just the whole thing around what was going on in East Tennessee, that part of the 20s and 30s, talking about music recording, talking about sort of the technical way it was recorded and how that made a difference. We talked about the context, some of the musicians, we talked about how the Depression affected record sales, we talked about how that collection of sessions all went on to influence people and sort of factor in part of the sort of creation story of roots and bluegrass music. Really interesting stuff. For somebody like me who knew a bit about the Bristol sessions but not much about the context, that was a really interesting conversation. So if you didn't listen to that one, go back and have a listen. That was a really cool one. Coming up, I'm working on now, I'm on the interviews for the Earl Scruggs special that I'm putting out in January, because Earl would have been 100. And I've already spoken to Tony Trischka, who is always a joy, and I got to speak to Jerry Douglas for the first time since I've been doing this podcast, and in fact, I got to speak to Jerry Douglas for the second time since I've been doing this podcast, because we did the first recording, I asked for sort of 20 to 30 minutes, Jerry gave me nearly an hour, which was so generous. We had a great chat, and then I went to download the files, and I discovered that something had gone weirdly wrong with the recording process, and only 5 minutes of Jerry's recording had uploaded from his end. And I had 5 minutes of a great interview, and the rest of it was all missing, apart from just me. And nobody wants to listen to an interview with me and Jerry Douglas where it's just me and no Jerry. So I emailed Jerry's people, and they said, I said, look, I'm really sorry. This has never happened before, but I don't have an interview. Is there any way we could redo it? And they said, yeah, Jerry would happily do it again, which was incredibly generous. So we did it again. And I spoke to Jerry, and we had another great chat for another sort of 50 minutes. And that all recorded fine, and that was all great. And weirdly, in the middle of that, Jerry said, you know what, I think the audio from last time is uploading. And by the time we'd finished, it had, and I now have two interviews with Jerry Douglas. So I've got the content that's going to go in the Earl Scruggs thing, and that's great, but I've got loads more. So I think what I might do when the Scruggs stuff is done is compile all of that and do one big chunky interview with Jerry as well, because there's so much interesting stuff in there, and more than I'll have room for in the Earl Scruggs thing. So that will be a lot of fun. So thanks to Jerry, absolute legend. It was a pleasure talking to him twice, and I got to speak to him twice, so that's all cool. So yes, go back and check out the Bristol Sessions chat with Ted, and look forward in the new year to Earl Scruggs, including Jerry Douglas and Tony Trischka. But that is it for podcast news for now. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that what comes next is Church Street News, and that is news and announcements from the world of bluegrass and acoustic music. And the first thing is, I just wanted to sort of mention the passing of Terry Baucom, banjo player, who passed on December the 7th last week, known by many as the Duke of Drive, and just seeing people's tributes on social media, clearly loved by many as well. Long, strong history in the world of bluegrass, including being a founding member of Boone Creek with Ricky Skaggs and Jerry Douglas. Also Doyle Lawson's Quicksilver and Third Time Out, and that's three pretty top bands right there. I was also there, actually, when I was over at IBMA. Terry got a Distinguished Achievement Award in the IBMA Awards this year. So, yeah, cool that he got that. And so many, you know, I didn't know Terry. I don't know as much about Terry as most of you will. So I just wanted to sort of acknowledge that, and you know, condolences to Terry's family and friends and all of you that knew him, worked with him, met him over the years. He's obviously really sadly missed, but thanks for all the great music. As always, that's always the thing I think to reflect on, is all the amazing stuff that is part of that legacy, and there's some amazing stuff in there. So yeah, Next news. We've got the initial lineup for Delfest is out. Obviously, Dal McCoury Band are playing, and obviously the Travelling McCoury's are playing. It'd be a bit weird if they didn't. But they've also got Green Sky Bluegrass, Sierra Ferrell, Old Crow Medicine Show, Marty Stewart, Leftover Salmon, Yonder Mountain String Band, Mr. Sun, East Nash Grass, and there's more, and there will be more to come, but that's a pretty solid lineup to start with. So that's Delfest for next year. That's a pretty strong list. What else have we got to mention? One more thing. Peghead Nation have just launched a new Gypsy Jazz Mandolin Essentials course taught by Aaron Weinstein. So that could be really interesting. I'd love a bit of Gypsy Jazz. And it translates really well onto those sorts of instruments. As, you know, if you've heard any of the early Grisman stuff or even the later Grisman stuff, you know that sounds great with acoustic guitars and mandolins. And so, yeah, if you're interested in Gypsy Jazz, you play the mandolin, Peghead Nation. Don't forget that while Peghead Nation are sponsoring this podcast, you can get a free month of any course with the code that is in the show notes. So go and have a go at that one. Yeah, but that is it for news this week. Moving on to The Grass Is New. And a couple of things this week. First thing up is, it's not out until next year, but Kyle Tuttle, who plays in Molly Tuttle's band, has got an album called Labour of Lust, which is due out in February. But there is a single from it now, so that's why it's in the new releases bit rather than the news bit. First single's called Hard to Say, and that is now in the Grass Is New playlist. You can have a listen to it there. Go and check that out. Hopefully going to talk to Kyle early next year, around the time the album comes out. That would be a cool conversation to get to have, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, do go and check out the single and put that down your diaries for February for the album coming out. The other thing, Billy Strings has switched to Reprise Records, got a new record deal, and the first thing out is a live single, and I say a live single, it makes it sound something a bit less than it is. It is one of Billy's sort of classic live medleys, and it's Meet Me at the Creek, going into Pyramid Country, going into Must Be Seven, going back into Meet Me at the Creek, and it's nearly 40 minutes long. It was recorded live on March the 4th at the Winston-Salem Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and is apparently part of a chunk of live stuff that's going to come out. It's going to be released in physical formats as well, I believe, so there's going to be quite a bit to come. If you're a fan of Billy's, you know that the live shows are a massive part of what he does, and you know, one of those bands like the Grateful Dead or Bob Dylan or Neil Young, where the live stuff is always fascinating. So yeah, go and have a listen to that. I'm not going to put that in the playlist because it will take up a massive chunk of the playlist, but go and look for it if you want it. It is out there. So those are the main two releases: Kyle Tuttle single and the Billy Strings live thing. Which means we're on to Squirrel on Buddy, and this is something that I've spotted on social media this week. And this sort of goes in news and new releases, really, but it's Bella Fleck. And I knew this was coming because Brian Sutton had sort of hinted at it a bit. But Bella's new album is going to be called Rhapsody in Blue. And it's, again, it's coming out in February. And it's timed to be 100 years to the day since Gershwin premiered Rhapsody in Blue at the Odeon Hall in New York City. And it sort of expands and explores Rhapsody in Blue. So it's got three sort of variations. One called Rhapsody in Bluegrass, which is Bela with the My Bluegrass Heart sort of main touring lineup, I guess, which is Sierra Hull, Michael Cleveland, Brian Sutton, Mark Schatz, and Justin Moses. Then there's one called Rhapsody in Blues with Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, and Victor Wooten. And then the sort of classic Rhapsody in Blue, the classic orchestration, but instead of piano as the lead instrument, it's Bela on banjo. So that's with a full orchestra, like Rhapsody in Blue as we know it. This sounds fascinating. I'm always up for hearing stuff arranged for string band that wasn't written for string band. I've loved, there's a couple of tracks on Punch Brothers Phosphorescent Blues, some Debussy and some Scriabin. And I'd also, what I'd love to hear is the Gabe Witcher rodeo, the Aaron Copland version of that they did for the ballet recently. So, but this sounds really interesting. It's also got a couple of extra bits on Gershwin's Rialto Ripples and something called Unidentified Piece for Banjo, which is an unrecorded and unreleased gem discovered at the Library of Congress. So that's Baylor's album, which is out in February. So that promises to be interesting. I will let you know more about that over the time. Just remind you that it's coming as well. But that is very cool. Mm-hmm. And that means we just got the final bit of this briefing, which is, as always, the In My Ears bit. I always have a chat about what I've been listening to. And this week, it's probably something you all know really well, and it's something that I love a huge amount. And it's the Skaggs Rice album. As you may remember, if you've heard this before, I bought a CD player again recently and have been digging back through some CDs and listening to stuff. And I had a download of this from iTunes from ages ago, and I've never had it on CD. And I just randomly flicking through Amazon the other day, found it for a new copy for £3.48 or something really random. Just drastically discounted it, so I bought it. And it's just such a great record. Just the two of them, the singing, the playing, the songs, the sound, like, you know, you all know this. It's a great album. If you don't know that, dig it out. Go and listen to Skaggs and Rice, because it is an absolute cracker. And if you do, maybe go back and listen to it again. It's always nice to be reminded of stuff. But that is it for this week. Not quite sure what's coming out this week. I'm still partway through all these interviews. I'm doing sort of two or three interviews a week for the Earl Scruggs thing, which is taking up a lot of time. But that's going to be really exciting. And it may mean there's a couple of weeks where there isn't much beyond the Bluegrass briefing over Christmas. But we will see. I will try and get some more stuff together if I can in the meantime. The main thing is to concentrate on the Earl Scruggs stuff, because that is going to be cool, and I'm speaking to some very exciting people. I will tell you more as I go. I don't particularly like to say I'm going to interview somebody that's actually happened, but there's some cool names on the list who said yes. More on that soon. That's it. In the meantime, have a great week. As always, all of this is on the website. Go and check it out, bluegrassjamalong.com. And recommend it. That's the only thing I really ask, is that if you've liked this, tell somebody, stick it in a Facebook group, message a friend, tell people at your local jam. Just tell people. That's all. I will see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.